Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Randy Carter, and I head up the Inside Maintenance. I'm here to share my devotional with you. So I hope you enjoy it. The title of it is Choose God. When I gave my life to Christ in 1999, I had no idea who or what I was giving my life to. I soon realized that in order to experience any significant life changes, I would actually have to do some things differently. Poor decisions in life often cause major setbacks. In a life led by Christ, He allows us to make choices that don't always line up with His will for our life. Or perhaps it does. In Luke 15, Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son who told his father to give him his share he had coming. So the father divided the assets to both sons. We know the younger of the two sons left and squandered his inheritance. However, the father was filled with compassion when he finally came home. I often say sometimes I make the wrong choice before I make the right one. When Adam and Eve sinned, they hid from God among the trees in the Garden of Eden. God is the one who pursued and came after them. As it says in Genesis 3, verse 8 and 9, the Lord called to the man. Whether my decision or choice is right or wrong, God is always there for me. He had a perfect design for us from the beginning and gave His own Son to die for our sins. We will always be challenged with making decisions or choices, and Jesus will always be with us to help us and refine us through the good and the bad decisions we make in life. Throughout the Bible, we see the ongoing charge for us to pursue God, and we see the story of Him pursuing us. In Jeremiah 29:13, God tells the Israelites, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God loves us, always pursues us, and we can choose to be caught. The best choice I ever made was to choose Jesus and make Him Lord of my life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're blessed.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.